Saga Egmont presents The Pact by Michael Katz-Krefeld, read by Joplin Sibtain. To Liz, my beautiful, amazing, and irresistible wife. Part 1. Chapter 1. Kielskov 2012. It was 8 o'clock in the morning, and the forest lay deserted. Samuel Aronson stood among the tall trees, listening to the tapping of a woodpecker. The sound echoed through the forest, and it was impossible to determine exactly where the bird was. Aronson was dressed in a dark blue cotton coat that accentuated his 2-meter figure. On his head, he wore a sixpence hat pulled down over his forehead, so that it touched his steel-rimmed glasses. His distinguished attire and upright posture made him resemble an aging office manager with a past in the army. After walking for half an hour, he crossed the rutted bike track he had been looking for. The track was laid by the local mountain bike club and stretched for 8 kilometers through the forest. The route was notorious among riders for its many technical sections and steep descents. The steepest of these were in the northeastern part of the forest, where Aronson found himself. He struggled up the last stretch of the hill and stopped to catch his breath. Only the whistle of the wind and the distant sound of the woodpecker could be heard. His church shoes were muddy, and once he got home, he would have to clean them thoroughly. Aronson looked at his watch. There was still time. He spotted some fallen branches and walked over to grab the biggest one, pulling it out onto the track. He picked up a few more and placed them on top. Aronson looked at his obstacle, which was impossible to pass. If anyone tried to swerve around it, they would go over the cliff edge and end up on the stone wall that ran below. Aronson continued up the row of trees on top of the hill. He glanced at his watch again. According to his research, his target would pass by in just a few minutes. The man took his route 3 times a week, Aronson had noted. Saturday, Tuesday, and Thursday, always at the same time. Of the 3 days, Tuesday was the one with the fewest visitors in the forest. At that moment, Aronson spotted the cyclist in the blue jersey emerging from the dense forest at the foot of the hill. He recognized him immediately. You could set your watch by him, he thought. It was these punctual types that made his work so much easier, Aronson mused as he pulled out a worn leather case from his inner pocket. He opened the case, which contained a small hammer and an awl with an anchor-shaped head. Both made of surgical steel, he took the hammer and zipped the case back up. The rider rocked back and forth in the saddle until he finally stood up to put extra power into the pedals. He grunted loudly with the effort. The rear wheel slipped in the soft track, and for a moment it seemed like he wasn't going to make it all the way up. But he persevered, and with one last push, he managed to conquer the hill. When he was forced to stop in front of Aronson's obstacle, he cursed loudly. The man dropped his bike and took off his helmet. He began to pull the top branches free. "Do you need a hand?" said Aronson as he approached him. The man looked at him. "It's all right. What a fucking mess. People could get hurt." He was about 40, not very tall, but fit. Aronson helped him remove the branches. "Yeah, it doesn't look like they fell and landed there on their own." "It's not the first time I've experienced this," he said, pulling at the largest branch. "There's a bad vibe out there. The dog walkers hate the mountain bikers and vice versa, so they try to sabotage it for each other." "You'd think the whole forest would be big enough for everyone to enjoy," Aronson stared out through the trees. "It's such a beautiful morning." "Sure," the man replied and returned to his bike. "You're more interested in your lap time, aren't you?" The man picked up his bike helmet from the ground and nodded. "Unfortunately, it's ruined for today." Aronson laughed and approached him. "Well, at least next time you ride, you won't have a problem beating it." The man smiled for the first time. "Good point." The woodpecker sounded again in the distance and Aronson scouted for it. "It's impossible to hear exactly where it's coming from, but I'm pretty sure that's a great spotted woodpecker."